Arise, Jerusalem. Or in my case, arise, Zoe. Let your light shine for all to see, for the glory of the Lord rises to shine on you. That's from Isaiah 60, verse 1. Hey, hey, welcome to Zoe's Corner, where we keep it real and raw with a little bit of fun. I'm Zoe, aka Mrs. Chibs, and this is my cozy corner of the world where I document my life's crazy and amazing journey, the highs, the lows, and all the messy, beautiful moments in between. We're talking faith, finances, love, life lessons, you name it. And through it all, I'm on a mission. ICE. Inspire, create, and encourage. And that's what I hope each episode does for you. So whether you're sipping coffee, stuck in traffic, or just chilling at home, buckle up, get comfy, and let's have some real talk. No filters, no fluff, just life as it is. Ready? Let's dive in. Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back. As you can tell, I am in such a good mood because today is such a special day because, drum roll, it's my 20 shine birthday. Yeah, y'all. So I am so excited. I am such a birthday person. And so, of course, I'm going to celebrate my birthday with an episode. What better way to celebrate than to sit down, reflect on the past year and what's ahead. So, for those who don't know me, when I say I'm extra, I mean I'm extra with birthdays. So, when I turned 21, I started hashtagging with the word for the year, right? So, when I was 21, I called it 20 fun. So, it was a year of just having a lot of fun. 22 was 20 T-O-O, like 20 again. Just again, I guess, remaining in that youthfulness. 23 was 20 free. So it was all about freedom. That's the year I got married, y'all. Freedom from my parents. Bye. And then 24 was 20 more. So more health, more wealth, more generosity, more everything. 25 was 20 thrive. 26 was 20 mix. I was mixing it up. So making friends with people I wouldn't normally make friends with, trying out new food that I wouldn't normally try, trying out new outfits, you know, on and on and on. And then 27 was 20 strengthen. Y'all, that year was so hard. I needed all the strength I could get. And then 28 was 20 create. So that was creating more content, creating new friends, creating stuff, which I believe, I think I actually have done successfully. And so for 29, I was stuck between like 20 divine, 20 shine, and there was another one. I forgot. But anyway, 20 shine is what stuck. So I am turning 20 shine. So when people ask me how old I am, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm 20 create. And they're like, what? I'm like, I'm 20 create. Like, I actually forget to just say I'm 28. I always say like my word. I think it's just a constant reminder of what I want to do in that year. So this year is 20 shine, as I mentioned. And in this episode, I'm going to break down each letter. So S-H-I-N-E. I'm going to share with you something silly, something happy, something inspirational, something new, and something encouraging that I experienced in this past year. So let's jump in. All right. So something silly. We're going to start with something light, right? This year, a funny moment was when I low-key threatened God over my Brazil visa. So yeah, guys, I don't know why, but when I was getting my Brazil visa, the day before my flight, when my flight was like at 6 in the morning, I still did not get my visa. And I had handed it in way in advance. I did everything in advance. It's only supposed to take 3 days. And 3 days had already passed. 4 days had already passed. 5 days had already passed. And I kept following up with them and they kept saying, no, your visa hasn't yet been approved. Please wait, please wait. And I'm like, guys, my flight is tomorrow at 6 in the morning. So I can't even like come to the embassy or anything. So I kept calling. They even stopped picking up my calls. I was emailing and they kept saying, ma'am, we received your email, but sorry, just wait. So now it is. So at 12, I call them and they say I should wait. I'm like, you know what? I can't do this anymore. And I was just like, my goodness, like, what's going on? Everything coming up this far has been so smooth. And I remember someone was telling me, like, don't tell people that you're traveling. They're going to bewitch you. And I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna, like, get into those lies. So I was telling people, I'm going to Brazil. But then I actually started believing, like, actually, what if someone wants to, you know, mess me up? So, ish, guys, I remember 14 hours, I went to the embassy, the Brazilian embassy, and I got there and the guard was like, oh, we've been waiting for you since morning. Why are you late? And I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean I'm late? Because in my head, I'm like, they told me it wasn't ready. So I was like, anyway, I've come to get my passport and my visa. So may I please have it? And so the guard calls the consulate office and they were like, yeah, your visa is not yet ready. It hasn't been approved yet. So go and come back at 16 hours. I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm gonna wait right here. So my heart is like pounding. I am so stressed. The ticket has already been bought. Everything has been done. All I need is the visa and yeah, nothing is going on. Like, and people are like, oh, you're going to Brazil tomorrow, right? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't have my visa yet. And so I'm sitting on the couch and my heart is racing. I'm panicking. And I'm like, Lord, you will not embarrass me. You will not embarrass yourself because you have made everything line up so perfectly all the way up to this point. Like, please, this has to go through. And so, again, I'm panicking and I'm like, you know what? I do not like feeling this way. I'm going to take a nap. I cannot feel this way. I'm going to take a nap. So I told God, I was like, Lord, I'm going to take a nap. I'm setting an alarm for 15 minutes. And when I wake up, no, I didn't say when I wake up. I said, when this alarm rings, I need my visa. Actually, I didn't say I need. I said, you better have my visa. And then I was like, I can't feel this way. I don't want to feel this way. I'm going to sleep. When the alarm rings, you better have my visa. That's how I took a nap. So after a couple of minutes, I don't know how long I napped for. After a couple of minutes, a workmate called me. So they woke me up. I'm on the phone. And then the guard comes and calls me to say, hey, please go to the consular office. So I went to the other room and I see my passport with a piece of paper inside. And I'm like, what is that paper? Is it a rejection letter? This is like all in my mind. And so the lady's like, hi, how are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm doing fine. And then she was like, so I have some news for you. And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, so your visa, and she's talking so slow. And she's like, so your visa has been approved. Here you go. This paper is just a receipt. Ha! The moment I touched my passport, my alarm even rang. And I was like, oh my goodness. Like I actually had forgotten that I had threatened God to say I better have my visa by the time this alarm rings. And I was just like, wow, okay. Lord, thank you. Thank you very much. And I'm sorry for threatening you the way I did. So, yeah. Will I ever talk to God that way again? I don't think so. And I'm also so thankful that he saw my heart and didn't strike me with lightning because, y'all, I remember I was just so angry in that. I was just like, Zoe, you're so silly. So anyway, that's S. That's something silly, right? And then H, something happy. So one of the happiest, okay, I won't say happiest, but a happy moment, a really happy moment in my life for me this year was reconnecting with my bestie, Mwaps Maps. So Mwaps and I have been friends for 10 years and we were besties in college. And then even after college, we were besties at church. But then life happened. We both got married. We both got busy with life. And we would see each other maybe once or twice a year. And so, yeah, I think why it made me so happy is because, like, we have one of those friendships where you don't have to necessarily, like, speak all the time. But then when you do, it's just like, babe, I miss you. Babe, I miss you. I love you. I love you. And, like, yeah, just so, like, yeah, like, I was explaining to my husband the other day how Mwaps and I, our lives were like intertwined in each other's family's lives. So like my parents know her, her parents know me, my sister knows, oh, not my sister, her sister knows my mom. They worked together. Like, it's just so intertwined. Our moms are currently in the same location and we both got married in the same year. Like, it's just, our lives are just so, you know, mixed together. And so even when I went to spend time with her, I went to spend time with her family. And they were like, where have you been hiding? And so yeah, it was just really nice. It was something that just made me so happy. And I was thinking, like, you know, with happy things, like, they don't have to be something really huge. It can be something small, like just a hug after not seeing each other in a year. And for me, that's what I'm holding on to. Like, happiness in the small things. So I've covered something silly, something happy, and now something inspirational. So for something inspirational, I think for me, it's been friendship. And this past year has shown me what friendship can do. So it's not necessarily my friendships, but I'm going to highlight my sister and her friendships. So my immediate older sister, her and I have a great relationship. But she's just weird, y'all. Like, sometimes I'm just like, madam, like, how are your friends, you know? But I have seen how her friends go above and beyond for my sister. I think it was 3 years ago when my sister had shared with a friend of hers outside the country that she wanted to start a building project and she wanted to do something and build something up. And so her friends reach out to me and they're like, hey, for your sister's birthday, we wanted to bless her with money so she can begin her building project because she said she wanted to do this, but she hasn't started. And so hopefully this money can be a push. And so literally from January till December for one whole year, we were all pitching in money month after month and we're able to gift her on her birthday a cash voucher for her to start her building project with. And I remember thinking, like, wow, wowza, you know, like, those are friends, you know. I'm like, yo, I started calling my friends, like, guys, I want to build a house. Oh, guys, I want to buy a new car, like, you know, hoping there's a secret WhatsApp group somewhere hidden in the back. Not to say that because my friends haven't done that for me, I'm not a good friend. No, I also haven't done that for my friends, and my friends are really good friends, by the way. But just like, wow. And then this year she was graduating, she got her master's degree and her friends slid into my DM and they're like, hey, we want to pay your sister a surprise visit and attend her graduation and celebrate with her. I'm like, wait, what? So we were there looking at flights. They saved up, they applied for leave from work, they booked their flights. Y'all, I went to pick them up at the airport. They spent the night at my home. And the following day after my sister's graduation, we surprised her. And she was just like, she wanted to cry. She was so happy. And I was just like, wow, what friendship. Like, it was just so beautiful to see. Because they had been friends for like years. I think there's one friend who came. They'd been friends since 2006. I'm like, what the heck? And they still, like, my sister has been away from her friends for some years now, but they still manage to talk almost every single day. And they're still so involved in each other's lives. And yeah, it's just crazy. It's amazing. It really is amazing. So I think for me, that has been my something inspirational. It has challenged me to be that kind of friend that goes the extra mile, that sacrifices. And I know some people may be like, Zoe, you already sacrifice a lot. But I feel like it's a different kind of sacrifice, you know. But anyway, just to say, I'm inspired by the friendships that my sister has with her friends. I think they are just so amazing. Now, something new. So for something new that happened to me this year, my feet got to touch South American soil. Oh my gosh, you guys. I'm gonna take it back to Brazil. Remember the something silly from in the beginning? Yeah, after I got my visa, I went to Brazil, and it was such a new and amazing experience for me. I remember when I was going, everyone was like, no, there's drugs. You know, Brazil is known for, you know, trafficking and all that stuff. And they'll steal you and they'll do whatever. Like, I was so paranoid. People made me read, like, all these articles about foreigners being lost. And I know they had good intentions, but it really scared me. And I kept telling, like, everyone, no, I'll be staying in a nice neighborhood. Don't worry. The neighborhood is safe and da 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 da. And then I got to that neighborhood and it's nice and it's safe. But then my Brazilian father, he was like feeding into the fear. Like, oh, make sure you don't have your phone out. Make sure you do this. Make sure you don't do that. You guys are going to stop by an ATM. Be on the lookout. Maybe someone will follow you from the ATM. And so when I was leaving the house with my Brazilian mom, she was like carefree. Like, she was just walking around. She had her phone. And I was looking around and no one is looking at me funny. No one is looking at me like I'm a foreigner. I'm in the mall. No one is looking at me like, oh, this black chick is walking with this white chick. Like, nothing like that. And then I realized, like, actually, Brazil has a lot of black people. So I am not special. Like, I'm really not special. And so that's how I felt free. I felt at ease. People would even come to me and speak to me in Portuguese. And I'm just like, me no comprende Portuguese, you know. And then I realized how much I don't know anything Portuguese related. But Spanish, of course, we know stuff. But yeah, like, It was such a great experience, and I realized, like, and I'm so thankful to God for this, that my feet have touched every continent. So in Africa, of course, my feet are here constantly, stomping the ground. South America, Brazil, North America, the US, Europe, France, Asia, Hong Kong, Oceania, the Philippines. Oceania is the Philippines. So I think that's it. I mean, of course, the Antarcticas. Yeah, those as I haven't touched. But all the rest I have. And I think it was just an amazing realization. Like, man, Zoe, you have moved. And it was just really nice. Like, I got to experience a new culture I had never experienced before. I got to visit so many museums. I got to see a lot of things for the first time. Just having a lot of first time experiences, which was something that was just amazing. Like, absolutely amazing. I absolutely loved that new experience. And so, yeah, if you're listening, maybe this is your sign to step into something new. Sign up for something new. I had gone to Brazil initially for a climate change conference, which I will talk about one day on the podcast. So I went there for a climate change conference. It was for 4 days, but I was like, there's no way I'm going all the way to Brazil for 4 days. Like, nah, I'm gonna extend this by 10 days. I'm gonna be there for 2 weeks, y'all. And that's how I called my friend Alexandra, who I went to Bible school with in the US. And so, yeah, she lived, she was like, yeah, I still live in Brazil. I'm like, girl, I am coming to your house. And her and her family accommodated me so well. I'm literally a part of that family. I talk to my Brazilian parents all the time and I absolutely love them. And I cannot wait to see them again and for them to maybe even come over to Zambia where I stay, for them to visit. And then onto the last letter, letter E, something encouraging. So again, I did something silly, something happy, something inspirational, something new, and now something encouraging. So I want to leave you with this reminder, like, don't be afraid to take up space. I think it's something that I've learned. Like, someone the other day was like, Zoe, you're so busy. You are everywhere. And I'm like, yes, I am busy. I am everywhere. Today, actually, I was on the phone with a friend of mine and she was like, oh, hey, you've taken some time off of work. Did you manage to rest? Did you manage to stay indoors all day? And I was like, actually, no, I left the house at 9 a.m. and came back at 9 p.m. And she's like, what? And I was like, yeah, I went to spend time with people, to check up on friends I hadn't checked on before. There was one friend who was not feeling well, so I went to see how she was doing. And yeah, I guess just don't be afraid to take up space. The world needs your light. Shine your light in the workplace. Shine in the lives of your friends and family. Shine as you serve at church. Like the Bible says, you are the light of the world, right? There's actually a song like, we are the light of the world. We are a city on a hill. We are the light of the world. So keep shining, keep shining, keep shining. Let your light shine. I think that's how it goes. So let your light shine, y'all. I'm not going to sing again, but let your light shine. And so, yeah, guys, that is my 20 shine episode. Something silly, something happy, something inspirational, something new, and something encouraging as I celebrate my 20 shine birthday. So thank you guys so much for listening, for being a part of my journey. And my hope is that you also get to think of your own shine word for the year. Like, think about, like, what makes you laugh? Like, what's so silly that makes you laugh? What makes you happy? What inspires you, or who inspires you? You know, what's new in your life? A lot of times when I speak to someone, I'm like, hey, how are you doing? What's new in your life? It's something I regularly say. And also, like, what encourages you? Or maybe what excites you? Or what are you expecting for the new year? I think it would be nice to hear from you. Like, let me know what your shine is for the year. And if you are somewhere where you can raise a glass, I would like to invite you to pour a glass, raise it up as we do like a cheers, cheers, you know. So hold up your glass. I'm holding mine up right now. So here's to another year of shining together. Until next time, thank you for celebrating with me. Cheers to turning 20 shine. Bye. That's a wrap on this episode of Zoe's Corner. I hope you got a little dose of inspiration, a fresh perspective, or maybe even a good laugh along the way. If you loved this episode, don't forget to subscribe, share it with a friend, and leave a review. It means the world to me. And hey, let's keep this conversation going. Connect with me on Instagram at zoes.corner or at missconnie25 and let me know your thoughts. Until next time, step out of your corner and into the world. Go out, shine bright, and let Jesus be seen in all that you do. Catch you on the next one. Bye.